You're listening to Sideshow Network. Check out all of our shows at SideshowNetwork.tv.
Hey, everybody. We here at PuckOff wanted to take a moment to talk to you about driving with Uber. Again, why? Because it's really a great opportunity to make some legitimate money. Yeah, not illegitimate money, legitimate money. You know what we're saying. If you've ever taken an Uber, you know it's a great experience. And it's drivers who make it a great experience. Seriously, every time you talk with someone who drives with Uber, they always have great things to say. As a comic, I know tons of guys that do extra cash and they drive Uber. And it's really cool because they kind of have their whole day. They can do what they want, except when they're clocked in with Uber. Especially if you're like an artist type and you want to have your free time to, you don't want to have some boss going, you can't do your show Friday because you got to be at work. It's like, no, you Uber, you just drive in the day, then you go do your thing. So it's basically they're in charge of their own work when you drive with Uber. That means they're their own boss. It's a great way to make money. It's easy to start. All you need is a car and a license. Driving with Uber is great for anyone who needs flexibility. Parents, it's a really easy way. Like if you're a parent, it's a really easy way to like still take care of your kids. When your kids are in school, you drive a little bit for Uber. Then boom, you can pick them up at school. I guess you can charge them too. and students, obviously students want to always have extra money. Be a student, you can drive around your classes. And now it's time to cash in and start driving for Uber. You can thank me for telling you, and your love getting paid every week. And who knows, maybe we could be getting into a car that you're driving. Wouldn't that be fun? Get in the car and you're listening to Puck Off? That'd be awesome. Guys, what are you waiting for? You have a car. You have a license. Put those two things to good use and start earning serious life-changing money today. Sign up to Drive with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com. Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, everybody. This is Puck Off, Joe Bartnick sitting in. The Captain Fraser Smith has duties on the mothership. And so I am by myself. And this is going to turn out to be just an awesome show. For me, I don't care about anybody else. No, I do. You guys know I love the fans. We are the best fans in the world. But we're supposed to be joined by Todd Rex, T-Rex. And he's a black guy who played hockey, knows all these guys. And basically, summer programming, you know, I'm just going to BS my way through and take a week off. And then, boom, he forgot his kids was in school today and he had to go pick them up and blah, blah, blah. You guys don't care. But in the bathroom at Sideshow was my great friend, Josh McCouga.
Thanks, Joey B, dude.
I'm like, come on, do my show.
Yeah, I'm so excited, man.
And because I had nothing prepared, I brought my computer. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do it. And then I'm like, well, you know what? I haven't done a summer. I haven't done the summer of Penguins Talk.
Oh,
anyway, so I'm now excited. You're here.
I love it.
There is no research, and we will get to that because I haven't done what I was going to do for a column of my 5 days that ruined the dynasty.
Oh,
but let's talk about some things that have just transpired a little bit right now because we are up to date.
Nice.
Well, first of all, welcome.
Thanks,
buddy.
And
if you don't know Josh, a great comedian Pittsburgh and does a highly successful podcast called Between the Sheets.
Yeah, it's been good. Between the Sheets, YouTube talk show. Between the Sheets TV on YouTube. Just
yeah,
look
with,
it up.
With the Schmoes guys, right?
Yeah, and then Schmoes No Movie shows live every Thursday, 6 to 8. So me, Mark Ellis, Christian Harloff, the whole crew. We got a nice little team of idiots over there. It's great.
Yeah, Josh is just – the show's great.
Thanks, man.
The show's great.
I got to get you on.
Yeah, it was funny because I know nothing about movies. We got to do it on Slapshot.
Yeah, yeah.
Slapshot,
Youngblood.
Youngblood, yeah, that's it.
Oh, man, we could talk Sudden Death for 40 minutes if you want, man. I love that show. I love that movie.
Oh, yeah, that's
it. Van Damme is supposed to be a believable fireman, like fire warden of the Pittsburgh police, and he still has a thick Belgian accent. It's just incredible.
Yeah. it was funny because a lot of fans last week chimed in that they were happy that the Patrick Kane and I don't want to talk about this too much, you know, because first of all, it's always innocent until proven guilty.
Correct.
Being from Pittsburgh,
we know
about Big Ben,
yeah,
and all that stuff, but not looking good.
Yeah.
Not looking good, you know, because she went through the whole, I don't even get technical, but she went through the whole, like, thing you're supposed to do. This isn't like a week later, I'm going to call the National Enquirer.
Yeah.
And
you know what the worst part about situations like this are? It's a slippery slope. One girl comes out with the Cosby thing and everything. It could be more. You don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but to get back to the on ice is, you know.
What happened? Like, do you think that Chicago will just suspend them indefinitely or?
Well,
they kind of have to.
It was funny because I was at the Comedy Store last night and our buddy Steve Byrne was there.
Yeah.
And I'm telling Steve, he was our first guest. We're close to 100. You're going to have you come be. And he's like, oh, this be great. And then we start saying that, oh, the Penguins, he's like, you love what Rutherford's done? And we'll get to the Penguins.
Yeah, of course.
But we're like, yeah, this is fantastic. And I'm like, oh, we need a defenseman. And Byrne's like, yes. And then Bill Burr comes in and he goes, that's why I love Bartnick so much, because only he will be yelling. That's all we need is a defenseman in the middle of August.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's like, you want McQuaid? I go, yes, that's exactly who I mean, Adam McQuaid. And I go, you're giving everybody else away, Boston.
Yeah, they're fire sailing everybody. Yeah, I'll take him.
I'm like, we'll take McQuaid.
Oh, I love McQuaid.
Oh, he's exactly.
Oh, he's a Pittsburgh kind of. He fits right in our mold, man. Yeah, he fits right
exactly
in.
Exactly. We need top four and play top four with us.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that. I just want to talk about Kane. But I think that they have. I mean, here's the funny thing is, like, they just would have kept Saad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think they'll get their $10 million back.
Of course. Yeah,
because I guess the point I was gonna say about Byrne was Byrne's like, it's just gonna bring a dark cloud in that locker room all year. The road, like everywhere he goes on the road, even if it's innocent the whole way. It's just, I mean, look what happened with Ben, and I don't want to get into that, especially with our fans,
right?
Because half of the fans
don't believe it,
hate Ben, but
of course, but
you know what I mean? It's like,
well, okay, here's the thing, Patrick Kane. Once you're proven guilty in the public eye, you're guilty for a long time, even if you're innocent.
Right.
Okay? Because in I hate getting into anything, any kind of like women assault, things like that. The man is always going to be guilty even until he's proven innocent, simply based on the black eye that it's given.
Yeah.
And you know, for all intents and purposes, Patrick Kane, he probably is guilty. But I don't want to say, but he may not be.
Right.
But right now, it doesn't matter. Because he's guilty in everybody's public eye because the media came out. Now, here's the hard part is, not only is it going to be a black guy in the locker room, everywhere they go, there's going to be a woman's group outside of that arena protesting. The fans are going to boo the shit out of him everywhere he goes. He's going to get slurs. The team is going to get destroyed. And no matter how strong of a team you are, mentally, that starts to destroy you. Look at Tiger Woods, okay? He was the best golfer in the world.
And what he was accused of wasn't even that bad.
Nothing. But in the public eye, he's a scumbag.
Right.
And he couldn't get past the fact that everywhere he went, because Jacob Sirhoff and I used to have this argument at the improv all the time. Who would you rather have, Patrick Kane or Sidney Crosby? It was like Sidney Crosby any day of the week. And then, you know, Kane wins him a couple cups and it's like, well, you know, and then all you want your athletes to do is be the gods that you see them as to a certain extent.
Right.
And when somebody, you know, they would just win a cup. And
figures our regular guest Sirhoff would screw up the analogy, because I'd rather have Jonathan Toews than any of them.
Thank you.
Sirhoff's new to hockey. We love him.
Yeah, yeah.
Wings aren't centers, Sirhoff. Unlike Disco Dan, they're not in interchangeable.
Rice, yeah, good Lord. But it's that's a really tough thing.
I think what really kills them now is because they lost Saad.
Yeah.
And that's the $10 million. They're going to get that $10 million back.
Yeah.
That's the cap. That's because I'm not looking at it. I don't want to look at it in the, you know, in the
financial,
no, in the criminal system or whatever. Like, I don't want to get into that, but it's a hockey show. But
sure.
I think they get their $10 million back, you know.
And
that's how they have to. But I think this year's a lost cause, though. I think they're screwed, because was he not going to play when he's on? I guess when he's on trial, he's not going to play.
Well, you can't, as an organization, let him play when he's on trial for something of this nature.
Did Kobe play? I don't remember.
Well,
I think Kobe did play.
Kobe
right?
was. They were flying him back and forth on a private jet for the playoffs.
Right. Oh, against the playoffs. Yeah. He's not going to play. He's not going to play.
Let's take the Kobe situation and put it all the way over here, because that was the most absurd situation. And the fact that he was there. There were some amazing stories from Lakers organization that he was like complaining that the private jet wasn't to his liking, and you're like, are you kidding me, Kobe?
Oh yeah, I try not to.
Oh, sorry.
No, I should, no.
I mean, Kobe, come on, man. They're giving you the private jet back and forth. But yes, he's on trial for rape, and he's still playing in playoff games. That blows my mind, because in today's world, there's no way would happen.
Yeah, that
no
was,
way.
And Kobe's Kobe. Kobe's Kobe, and the Lakers are the Lakers. Okay. Well, yeah. It's a web.
It's a web,
but it really screws up this season.
Absolutely.
I think they'll get over it, but I think he's done. And that's why I think they got to get their $10 million back. I think the faster that Chicago says you're done, let's go to court. You can have $3 million of it.
Right.
Conduct detrimental
to the organization
in the league. Cause I think
if you get convicted and go to jail, you lose it.
Well, yeah, well that's in any, in a contract.
Right.
But I think that, what's funny, not even funny, but sad, this is like the first time that hockey players have like acted like NFLers.
Yeah.
It's like the first real black eye.
Yeah, this is bad.
This is like the first real, like, you know, I guess, and then Heatley drunk and drived and killed somebody.
Right.
But that's really like the, but even, I mean, not that that's good. But
maybe
I mean,
we're,
that's not even that bad.
Maybe we're just not as exposed to it in the American media. But honestly, I mean, really, truly, you don't hear this much about hockey players. Oh, you hear more good things about hockey players, like what Sid did for that kid a couple weeks back in Pittsburgh, which was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, no, they're the most charity guys.
Yes,
right? All organizations, even what they do, the veterans. Yeah. You know. But you know, anyway, I don't want to dwell on it, but
sure.
It's just it is news.
It is.
And it is gonna. I think it's gonna rock the Blackhawks. I think Byrne had a great point. It's going to rock them.
No matter how strong of a team you are, that there is just certain things you can't get past.
And I mean, because I said this last week, you know, they have to keep Bickle and a couple of those guys. They really overturned the roster this year. They got rid of Saad. They got rid of Sharp.
Yeah.
They got rid of Oduya. A lot of guys with three rings are gone now.
I know.
So they got these new guys in. You expected that Kane would be one of the guys that leads the way.
Right. Well,
like he's a leader on that team.
They look
whether
up
you
him.
Want him to be or not.
And now that they're not looking up because you can't look up to the guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think he's going to be there.
Right.
Like I said, innocent until proven guilty. One point I want to make that I was corrected upon is I saw this will be up your alley. It's
sure.
Movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Was I said I saw the there's two movies about the other side of the Miracle on Ice. The Red Army. There's a movie and there's a 30 for 30.
I saw the 30 for 30.
That's what I want to make the point I want to make
sure.
Is I saw the 30 for 30.
Okay.
I did as I was blowing it saying how great it was.
Right.
It was a 30 for 30. It wasn't the movie that I saw. So fans out there, that's just to correct the fans.
Got it. Okay. I enjoyed that. It was
Fetisov and his kid.
Yeah, in the locker room.
Yeah, just eerie.
I know. You know, and
they're like, "Have you ever been back?" And he's like, "Why would I go back?"
Yeah. And you know, in the 80s and the 70s, you have trouble empathizing with anything Russian and Soviet, right?
Right.
But those guys went through hell. Their whole life, they're shoved in a work camp, basically, but it's a hockey work camp.
Right.
It's a hockey labor camp. And they had that awesome coach who loved to dance and hang out. And he the coolest thing about that was he created hockey. They didn't know anything about Canadian hockey. They didn't really know anything. He created a version of hockey that was still playing on the ice with sticks and pucks, but that nobody had ever seen before. And that's how unbelievably innovative this guy was.
And they fired him right before the Miracle on Ice. And they were doing drills that looked like the Taliban.
I know.
Like they're like on the monkey bars.
Yeah. Throwing like human beings back and forth. All they had to work out with was just weighted stones. It was like Braveheart.
Yeah.
They're jumping around on like wooden pegs. They're dodging bullets. It's Soviet era Russian hockey training. It's unbelievable. It's so great. I loved it.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then Frazier's boy Kilarmov, that was really sad. I mean that was such a tragedy. It was all the makings. It's like, you know, how United States beat the British.
Yeah.
When empires fall down, it has to be a very quirky situation.
Yes. Did you see the did you ever watch like that? Is it a two or three part the Summit series?
Oh yeah.
I love
that. Oh, absolutely. Oh, it's a shame Frazier's here today.
Oh yeah.
Because
he's
you know, the original six, the captain.
Oh, it's so great. And you know, Phil Esposito's book is one of the best books you ever read.
Oh, Phil Esposito. Yeah, well he was like talking about how like he was he brought bubblegum. They thought he was like smuggling heroin in Moscow.
Yeah, I know.
He brought the kids bubblegum.
I know.
That's how bizarre it all is. That's why like when Pavel Bure and all those first Russians came over, the first thing they did was buy blue jeans.
Yeah.
Like the first thing they did. It's amazing like how backward they were.
I know.
And forward at the same time. Like they're building like $1 trillion aircraft, but yet they, 10 miles out of Moscow is a dirt road.
Yeah, exactly. All of the money went
but
to
they it. They schooled us in hockey enough
man,
time.
Man, did they ever though.
Some exciting news. The NHL network is now going to be run by Major League Baseball. Did you hear that?
I didn't. Do you think? Do you like that?
I don't understand. A lot of people I know just think the NHL network is just run so poorly that it looks like Wayne's World and the graphics are terrible and everything. Yeah. And maybe I just love hockey so much.
That you ignore it?
It never really bothered me.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, it's going to be such a much better product and blah, 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 blah. But the only thing I can say to be better is now it's going to be for in the United States.
Yeah.
So maybe the experts won't be all fourth line goons.
Yeah.
Maybe they can hire someone that scored a goal to do some analysis.
Yeah. Yeah. Like because all those guys live here. So if you got them, like, listen, I don't mind if you give me a Luke Robitaille. In analysis.
Well, he's a little busy winning cups or fighting court cases for the Kings. But yeah, exactly. On that level, the closest thing to a superstar they have is Roenick, and he's not going to make the Hall of Fame.
No, yeah.
So I mean, they literally have all. I mean, I love Kevin Weeks though.
Weeks
does a great job. Yeah. Weeksy, buddy, we love you.
Yeah.
But I mean, everybody else is literally like a marginal. I mean, it's like I guess Craig Adams will be up there next year. Doing it, you know, but at least Craig Adams will win some cups. These are guys don't even win anything. But God, please save Catherine Tappan. I'll petition, I'll protest. Catherine Tappan's lives
moment
matter.
Of silence for Catherine.
No, I mean, I'm sure she'll still make the cut.
I mean,
she's the best, especially spring games. She wears the flowery dresses. Are you kidding me?
I just love it.
I know she's the best.
When I was back in Pittsburgh, I went over the 4th, and we went and checked out the Penn's new practice facility that like the expansion that they're putting on there.
Did you see Gary Roberts up there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gary was there?
Oh, yeah. Dude, he oversees everything.
Yeah.
That place is going to be incredible. Oh, my God. The amount of work that
did you see Kessel at the original hot dogs?
No, I didn't see Kessel. But I was home when we got Kessel because we got him on like the 30th, right? Or like the 29th of June? It was right around that time.
Yeah, right there. I forget the exact day.
And, you know, I mean, when you're in Pittsburgh, that's the one thing that you love about regional cities. And I was listening this morning about regional cities and baseball coverage. Is that only in markets where you don't really have anything else. So in Pittsburgh, the baseball coverage is killing right now because the Pirates are so good.
Uh-huh.
And you know, regional coverage of Penguins hockey is everything.
Yeah, well, they're like number one for like the last decade.
Yeah,
like they get like a 30 rating or something ridiculous.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, they were rated the number one franchise of all franchises of all four major sports.
The Penguins.
Yeah, between ticket... fan loyalty, how much money they spend at the games, much money they spend on shirts, TV ratings, like everything.
Listen, you could put out a Penguins jersey next year that's just like all pink, and I'm like, I think I might buy it. Like, I love Penguins gear so much that I will buy whatever. But when Kessel...
You see them, but an aside, they're hard to find. My daughter wanted a pink Crosby.
Ooh.
I spent... 30, 50 bucks in gas driving around looking for one. I finally go, you're going to get the powder blue Crosby.
And you're gonna
like we went to like five different pen shops and the one guy broke it down. Like, no, I don't really make them anymore.
Ugh.
And I'm like, oh, I wish the first lady would have told me that. Like, not like, hey, go here, go there. Hey, go up there.
Yeah, you can go up there. You can go up there. But when we got Kessel, that was all anybody was talking about anywhere. And I was psyched because Kessel, he fits really well into our system.
Yeah,
I like it.
There's been I'm going to do a couple more things in the news. You heard Detroit, the alumni Detroit are going to play the alumni Avalanche at Coors Field. They're going to need the U.S. Marines to break up that brawl. There is Frazier.
The older you get, the more cantankerous.
Frazier's going to go hop the. The captain Frazier's going to go hop the fence and sucker punch Claude Lemieux. No, I mean there is still bad blood.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there was bad blood.
Still a picture of Joe Sakic somewhere in that Detroit locker room. They're just, they want to light that dude on fire, man.
Yeah. Oh. Draper still has, Draper's still putting scar remover on his face. But I just think that's the one alumni game.
I'd love
They're all fun to watch, except the Penguin Capital alumni game.
That was brutal.
It was a disgrace.
Yeah.
Because they ended in a tie. I'm like, really? A tie? You're going to – I wanted Francis to just, like, sucker punch Van Helleman.
Just take him out.
Did you see those rosters? One was, like, the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And one was, like, the beer league of of Greater Washington, D.C.
El Segundo C League.
Yeah. Yeah. Ian Bagg could have played for the Capitals.
Yeah, for Christ.
Alumni team. And they, like, oh, they called it. It's a tie.
And you think Lemieux was happy about that? He was ready to break a stick over somebody, man.
Yeah, well, it was like jive.
Yeah.
It was really like, oh, this, really, they're just going to cause so everyone goes home happy?
Bud Selig had his hand in that one. He was like, this is going to end in a tie. I love that. I love, you know, some of those series when... I guess, you know, when you're growing up on certain things hockey and you hear a certain franchise's name, you automatically think they're good, even if they're terrible that year. And for me, that's the Avalanche. Because when I was, you know, like 95, 96, 97, the Avalanche were an unbelievably good team. Because that was right after the Pens made their run. Lemieux was kind of near the end of it. And then the Avalanche came in and, you know, Bork finally got his cup when he had that, I mean, white beard. He was so old by the time he got his cup.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, you know, even now, the Avalanche aren't the best. They haven't been really great since those teams, but I still, every time I hear the Avalanche, I'm like, oh, they're going to be a tough to beat. Even if we beat them 6-0, they're still going to be a tough team to beat.
Well, we always seem to have trouble with them. The travel, you're not used to them. A couple weeks ago, me and Frazier picked our all-time favorite teams.
Okay.
And like the best team we could put together. And Forsberg made those teams.
I love Forsberg.
Yeah, Forsberg was such an incredible hockey player.
Man.
I mean, just... And he was just—he's incredible. He was like—he's like Malkin with some balls.
Yeah,
a little more
and
balls
showed up in the playoffs.
A little more. Well, you know, hey, Malkin has a Conn Smythe.
It's true.
They don't just they don't just hand out. I'm a Geno guy. They don't just hand.
So you're a defender.
They don't just hand out Conn Smythe. They hand out a lot of trophies.
They do.
They don't just hand out Conn Smythe. That's why I said when Brad Richards went to Chicago this year, they're like, he's going to make a difference because he's a Conn Smythe winner.
Yeah,
he's going to make a difference on Detroit right now.
Well, I mean, the
Avalanche is back though because they went out and got Beauchemin.
Yeah,
and Beauchemin.
The last couple of years they've been on the up.
Well, they were on the up 2 years ago, and they got screwed by our buddy Matt Cook. Minnesota went out, and they hurt their young defenseman.
Yeah.
And the playoffs just took his knee out old school style, like old school wrestling.
Yeah.
Just went out and just broke his kneecap. Like, just broke his knee for no reason. Like, so out of the play, just such
be. That's Matt
Barry,
Cook, man.
Tyler Barry.
Yeah.
Just went out and broke his knee.
God.
And then they lost to the Wild. And then last year, they had bad goaltending, and they didn't. They're young. They had no.
Patrick Waugh's not still in net over there?
No. Waugh's the coach. You know Waugh's the coach.
Yeah.
I mean.
Don't you ever think, you know.
I think Waugh should have played last season. I think he should have went in, actually.
There are some of those beautiful moments of, you know, that a guy who had played at an elite level for so long still thinks he can get on the ice. Like, if you were to put pads on Patrick Waugh, guarantee you he could still stop a few pucks.
Oh. Well, you know what's funny about that is, the year that Lemieux came back, the year that they were making the playoffs and he played with Jágr and Kovalev.
The three most feared words in hockey?
Yeah. I remember he was sitting in the press box and I was home for Christmas.
Wah.
No, Lemieux.
Oh, okay.
And the power play looked like crap.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember looking up at Lemieux sitting there and I remember thinking, you know, Lemieux is literally, or this was like in October. I go, you know, he's sitting there going, I could make this power.
Yeah.
I should still be playing.
I still have cancer.
And then literally, like, 2 weeks later, they're like, they announced he's coming back to play. Like, literally, you could almost see his face. Like, I could do this.
You know, my dad saves famous Post-Gazettes, and he shrink wraps them.
Okay.
And he has the Mario is back Post-Gazette.
Man.
Yeah. And then he, you know, my dad's a car dealer, so he does tons of work with Post-Gazette. And if he asks for a negative, they'll give him a negative. So my dad has a negative of the Mario is back. He has a negative of the year that Well, 91 and 92, he has those negatives, but he also has the negative of the end of the line. Do you remember that negative?
Yeah.
The end of the line. And it was, you know, it was all those dudes, and it was the cover of the sports page of the Post-Gazette. And I remember it being on our breakfast table. My dad's like, this is just a bad day for Penguin hockey. Like, I mean, my dad doesn't get upset about a lot of things, but Penguin hockey is one of them.
It took me, I'm still not over 93.
No.
I'm still David Volek.
That's the best.
David Volek, the greatest team we ever had. Yep. And Barassa, of course, choked. No. I'm literally still not over it. I don't love.
I was in the stands in that game.
I don't love anything that much anymore.
Really? Why, do you think that tarnished you?
Yeah, because I can't give that much, man.
Yeah.
It hurt. That
my
hurt.
Brother and I were talking
because
about
Ronnie,
that.
Because Ronnie scored the two goals to tie it, yeah. And that's my guy. Captain Ron, that's my guy.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and then Barrasso, that snake in the grass.
I know.
That's why Fleury's my all-time favorite Penguin goaltender. I think he only has one ring. He never let me down. Like, I don't care how many times Fleury looks like crap at big game. He'll never pull
Barrasso,
that. He'll never pull that Barrasso
move.
No. But that's I'll get to my, okay, we'll get to this before we get to current Penguins.
Sure.
So I was going to do a show this summer about it, but I might as well just talk about it. Now we're here. So since the glorious Sid driving down and people holding the cup and people screaming, and since the cup,
sure,
right, the Kings have won two cups.
Oh God!
And that's my mistress team. So I'm I went to the parade. Me and Burr saw them win the cup.
Did you really?
I saw the cup on the ice. Yeah. So I love the Kings. They're not, but when the Penguins come, me and my kid are face painting and mother and it's the Penguins.
Sure.
So. Oh, it was the best. Yeah, because we're there. We're like in the second row. The year, like 2 years ago when they won, they were up like 4-0 in the first minute and a half. We were like right behind. We were three rows behind Fleur, behind Quick. And they came down. I mean, literally, it was like Sid, Gino, and somebody else. The three big guns all scored like right in a row.
Oh,
it was
amazing.
Like most of me.
Yeah.
My daughter didn't sit down until the intermission. I'm like, you can sit down now. Yeah. the best you'll ever. This is the best. My daughter's like, I want to come back Saturday just to boo the Flyers.
Yes.
She knows. Flyer hates it. Yeah.
We went this year actually for the Kings Pens. A really good buddy of mine. He's in a wheelchair. He's from Mount Lebanon. And whenever we go to the game, he's able to exchange for the handicap access. So we went to the Rose Bowl. We got the handicap access. Unbelievable, right? So,
is that Nick Nowicki?
No.
Oh, because Nick does that because he's a little person.
Oh no.
No, he does.
So we get up there and they're like, it's a shame. You know, the game is sold out and we're all out of handicap access. But we do have a suite open. Can we give you a suite? And we're like, yeah. Sure. So eight of us are in a suite watching that game. I mean, it's 1-0, but still, they're coming in and they're like, oh, whose suite is this? We're like, it's ours for tonight. Yeah. Hey, come on in. It would, dude, that was a great one.
Oh, that was a great 1-0 game.
I know. It was a great 1-0 game.
And full disclosure, too, I always bring my daughter to the $150 seats.
Okay.
But this was a weekend, so those seats were like $300 bucks. So we had like the seats that me and Burr always get, or me in Court. Just it's StubHub. They're $40 to right center ice.
Oh, it's great.
But we were watching them warm up there.
Yeah.
And my kid looked at me. She goes, "Are we going to sit here for the game?" Like, yeah. Get used to it.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my 3 days. I think that has crushed the empire.
Okay.
One is easy to figure out. I was going to pick five, but we'll just be shorthanded.
Sure.
One's easy to figure out. Obviously, Steckel hits Sid.
Of course.
So
number one,
he was outplaying anybody by a ton that year.
I mean,
that's why the the 24/7 became so famous, because people were enthralled to watch somebody that good just dominate,
and nobody's even cared about it since.
No, you know? And no one's even. And that's the legend of Barbecue Bruce.
Yeah,
Bruce Brugio, who still hasn't gone to a Western, still hasn't won or still hasn't been to a Stanley Cup. And Anaheim, I don't care if they can bring back Rocket Richard, but when Barbecue's your coach, you're not gonna. Day two, to bring down the empire was when they signed Chris Letang, huge contract.
When they re-signed him to the huge contract, I agree.
Yeah, because he's nice at $5 million. He's way too overpaid at $8 million.
Yep. And we needed to take that $3 million and invest it in another defenseman that could, because Letang is a great defenseman. Okay. He's a very, very good defender.
Yeah.
Okay. Great is, it's a tough word.
Great is Duncan Keith.
Correct. Okay. Letang is good enough to get you beat in a lot of circumstances. But if he had a guy that he could kind of like raise up on his side that is maybe not as good, but very close to being as good as Letang, that we could have paid $3 million for, I would have been extremely happy with that. But if we let go of Letang, I don't think that we couldn't have gotten somebody serviceable in there that would have stepped up.
I would have been happy with three guys making $3.2 million. Yeah. 2.6, whatever, sure. whatever his is divided by three. I'll take three because they're out there.
There are some great defensemen that are making like 2-1, 2-2, and we're paying Letang eight.
I'll take three Adam McQuaids.
Sure.
And we're a better team.
Absolutely.
I'll take two Adam McQuaids, and we're a better team.
I'll take two Adam McQuaids and half a Sergei Gonchar, and I'd be happy with
that. Well, yeah, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, I loved Paul Martin when he was a New Jersey Devil.
Sure.
And I think Paul Martin gave after his bad season with us, he had five great seasons.
Uh-huh.
And I think the Kings should have signed him. I think he was dumb to go to the Sharks because they're going nowhere.
Nowhere.
But
out the first round of the playoffs.
if they make them.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, if Martin, if they just would have signed Gonchar,
yeah,
and given him Martin's money, you know, Gino would have had a buddy, yep, and they would have had someone to play the power play.
Yep,
that's the thing. Letang still can't play the power play.
He can't run the point.
He can't hit the net.
No, no.
And I don't know what you feel about this, but I've been a Pouliot basher since day one, because when I saw PK Subban when he was 18, I'm like, Jesus, that, yeah, Subban's like Jesus.
Yeah.
Then when Letang came up when he was 18, I'm like, that guy's amazing.
Yeah.
Or when you see Drew Doughty,
oh man,
you're like, oh, who? I was at summer camp. I'm like, who the hell's this guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see Pouliot. I see the. He gets knocked off the puck. No. He doesn't control the ice.
I called him last year in the playoffs. I called him the skinny guy in original Nintendo hockey. if the big, even the medium guy hit him off the puck, he was gone.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing you need. Again, a Duncan Keith. These guys that stay on the puck and can get it through that zone that our guys are kind of getting knocked off to get to Sid. Because Sid needs that puck past blue line, especially in the power play, or even Gino. So they have, because if they're not relying on the defenseman and they're trying to bring it the whole way up the ice, they're going to get knocked out, and that's the last thing we need. We need that guy running, and that's not Letang right now.
No, and let's face it, Letang's a China doll. He hasn't played all season anyway.
Right. What did he have? Like a heart thing, and then the concussion, right?
He's had concussions. He had a stroke.
Yeah,
I mean, and then our best defenseman right now, Olimata.
Yeah,
he's coming back from cancer and two separated shoulders.
I know,
and he's our best defenseman. So that's. But I'm gonna, we'll get to the current Penguins.
Sure,
but here's my number third, one, my third falling of the empire was when Disco Dan Blausma was named the Olympic head coach, because that meant they couldn't fire him.
Nope.
It would have been unpatriotic after the Philadelphia debacle.
Mm-hmm.
And that summer, Laviolette was available and the great Lindy Ruff was available.
And we
couldn't get him. And right now, Lindy Ruff had a little rough season last year in Dallas, but they will make the playoffs next year. And Laviolette, he brought Rose Nashville from the dead. Yeah. Laviolette got James Neal to score a goal after daylight savings time.
I know.
I call him daylight saving time James Neal, because once you turn the clocks ahead, he can't score.
No, we got Neal, and I was like, God, he's going to be great in the playoffs. And then we get to the playoffs. I'm like, is he even on the team?
Yeah, well, he's a cheap shotter. I call him a clubhouse cancer. I'm glad he's gone.
I'm fine with him being gone.
Yeah,
I think I yelled at the TV. This was right around the time that we re-signed Bylsma. Was they named two penguins at the Pittsburgh Zoo after him. I was like, what are you naming the penguins? He needs to go. He's got to. Now he's got penguins named after him. Now we got to keep him. You're right. They name him the USA head coach.
Then it became, you can't fire the Olympic
team,
coach.
No.
And he proved that he was in the Olympics. He proved he couldn't make an adjustment.
Right. And then they win.
Yeah.
And the Canadians win.
I mean,
not that I wasn't, because listen, we love Crosby too, whatever. The fact that he scored the goal, it's amazing. But, and I'm not going to hate Canada. Like, you can't hate Canada. But Bylsma should have made, he should have done something with that team. We played the best of any team going through that whole Olympics.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
It's an adjustment.
Yeah.
You can never make an adjustment.
No.
And then you look at Therrien, and Therrien hasn't worn his welcome out in the Canadians.
No.
I thought he would have worn it out like 18 months ago.
I know.
And he's still and now they got Semin.
I know.
And I think it's like, I mean, Semin a coach
finally
killer.
Gets out of, yeah.
But at least he's on the last year of his contract.
Yeah.
I was reading how Therrien's welcoming him with open arms. I'm like, that's going to last about 3 days.
Exactly.
Therrien's going to smash a stick over his head. But, you know, because with the, you know, and I don't know what I call our new coach Barzini.
Yeah.
Because he looks like
Don Barzini.
Don Barzini.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what Barzini's going to, I mean, we still, until someone tells Sidney Crosby that Malkin is playing the circle.
Yes.
On the power play, and you're playing down low, they don't have a coach.
No. No.
I mean, that's, and that's what Therrien did.
Right.
And that's when they were the best power play because they had Sikora out there, you know.
And Bielsma won the team under Therrien's system because he was like, "All right, listen, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. I'm not going to try and install a new thing in the middle of the season."
Yeah, yeah. Bielsma's coaching adjustment was like pushing curfew back a half hour. you can fall asleep at the meetings now without Therrien hitting you in the face. No, I mean, he didn't. I mean, hey, Disco won us a cup, but people email me all the time, why do you hate Disco Dan? But he literally had everything.
He had it all.
And he didn't know what to do with any of it. I mean, he put Jerome McGinley on the third line. He changed Aginla's sides and put him on the third line.
The reason you got Aginla was to recreate that Olympic magic that he and Kroos had together.
Yeah.
Really, because they loved playing with one another.
Yeah.
Take Crosby and Aginla, put them on the same line and watch magic happen. All you need to do, if it didn't work one game, it's going to work the next one or the next one. It's going to work. You're not going to get beat in a 7-game series when Aginla and Crosby are on the same friggin' line.
He was on the third line.
Yeah.
And he made him switch sides. And then you think, well, maybe Aginla, you know, maybe he was washed up. And he goes and then he's on the line with Krejci and Lucic, and he leads that team. They crush us.
Unbelievable.
They go to the finals. And then he goes to the Avalanche.
Yeah.
And he leads. He of all their guys, Duchesne, O'Reilly. Well, O'Reilly's in Boston. Yeah. He got traded, or a free agent, or traded this summer. But all those guys, you know, McKinnon, he led them in offense last year.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. So it's like
he still got it.
Yeah.
And we had that chance. I mean, you're right. Those are three great points about the because
I put re-signing Disco as number one, actually. I think we could live with the other ones.
Yeah.
Sid's pretty much back. He goes in the corners a little bit still, you know.
I think, you know, there's always something in the back of his head that he might get hit again. I don't see it in his play. I see he gets hurt. And then he doesn't tell anybody because you could tell he was kind of hurt in the playoffs last year. He wasn't shooting the puck that well. But I think going forward, I think the Kessel was a great move. And I think that, I mean, you know, we've got 8 to 10 great more years with Sid. So
with Sid, yes. I don't think Gino's going to be.
Do you think he'll stay? Do you think Gino will stay?
I don't think Gino's going to leave purposely, but I think that he's the next scapegoat.
Oh, do you?
I think he's I almost thought they were setting him up already until they got Kessel.
Yeah.
Until they got Kessel when I realized, oh, they're really kind of all in again this year.
Right.
I thought they were going to like demise a little bit but you know what? That's not, I don't know. Now we can talk about the future. Sure. I think he was handed a ball of crap from Shiro. And I like Shiro personally.
I know, yeah. Shiro,
but then you see, and that's why I blame Bielsma. Because, yeah, Shiro didn't draft right. And, yeah, Shiro gave away everybody for improvement.
Right.
But he brought in everybody.
Right.
Like, he was everybody. All in every year.
Yes.
And I love that about a GM.
Right.
But I think Rutherford, I mean, I did not like the trade to Anaheim because I like the Prey.
Yeah.
I think the Prey was coming on.
Yeah.
And I don't need to see Lovejoy again.
No. Again?
And he even admitted it was a mistake.
Yeah.
But and Winnick was a mistake because they could have had Jágr.
I know.
I'm always on constant Jágr rush. I almost cried when Jágr re-signed with Florida because I thought he'd come back. Because that's the thing. We need another penalty killer. No, can you? Because then Sid would have to let Jágr run that circle.
I know, and
we would have advanced.
And he and Sid. I mean, can you imagine just coming full circle? He played with Mew and won him a cup, and then he played with Sid and wins him a cup.
Yeah, I mean, you know how much I love Jágr.
Yeah, yeah.
He's my.
I was just really pissed.
We need a power play.
Yes,
help.
Yes.
Who on earth? Is better on the power play than Jaromir Jágr. Nobody.
Even at 55, he still sees the power play better than anybody on the ice.
Yeah.
He's
in better shape than Kessel.
Yeah.
He's in better shape than Gino. In better shape than like most of the league. Hey, after games and playoffs, he was, or not, he didn't make it last year, but he was like the.
He's like a Puerto Rican girl. They look 30 when they're 55.
And he's running
amazing.
Stuff with vests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, he's just. I would love to see him back in a Penguins uniform.
Yeah, it's going to.
And my mom could put her jersey back on. She's going to be back in the day.
It's going to come full circle. I thought it's going to come full circle.
Yeah.
But I, like I said, other than not going, and then when he didn't go in, I was going to come on this show. Well, I did basically come on this show. And say, like, when he didn't get Saad, or he didn't get Saad. Saad was traded like the day that we were on the show. So I had a whole week to simmer. And I was going to wake up and I was going to tweet, like, Rutherford, take out your old man balls and make Saad like a $12 million a year signing offer.
Right.
Just to screw over Columbus.
Yes.
Just because, and then. Because I sleep in.
Yeah.
We already had Kessel when I woke up. I was like, okay. Okay. I was literally like, you're the. I mean, I'm like, because first, when we were here, Luch, like before the show, Luch went to the Kings. I'm like, Lucic was on the market.
And we didn't
get him. You mean we could have got Lucic? Yeah. Like, that would solve every one of our problems.
Square into square,
yeah.
Man.
Then I found out. Oh my God, Saad was a bit like the
and
two
didn't make
guys,
the, moves.
The two guys that would change the Penguin, that would mean we're going all in
and play like a Penguin.
Yeah, well, just be Sid's winger, Sid's bodyguard. Every dude, Luch. I mean, you know how much I love Luch.
Yeah, I
mean, like, come on.
There are certain guys on certain teams that no matter who they play for, I'm always on board.
Yeah,
with them, you know what
and,
I mean.
You know, and it's just like, oh my God. So my whole thing is like, you know, Columbus, how they want a rivalry. You know that they want it and then,
so bad.
And their rookie kid, or he's not a rookie anymore, but their center. The hell's his name?
RJ Umberger from Plum.
Oh, yeah, Johansson, right?
Yeah, Johansson.
So it's going to be Johansson. Their number one line is going to be Johansson, Saad, and Hartnell.
Oh.
And I hate Scotty Hartnell, but I love Scotty. I pick him on all my all-time teams. Like, he's a third, fourth liner. Like,
oh.
That would be a hot stick in my eye for the next 10 years.
Oh.
That Saad, him, and Johansson are there. So I'm like, I was just so angry. I'm like, Rutherford, you better just make a $15 million, 3-year, 15, just to screw Columbus, just to screw Columbus up. Just, but then he got Kessel.
I'm okay. So, let's see. I
think Kessel's going to be great. And then the biggest coup of all, he got rid of Mrs. Sutter.
Yeah.
Like, the only Sutter that has no balls.
None.
How did we get the only guy that you can use a unisex bathroom?
Christ, Daryl, he can't say a word in the camera because he's always got bitter beer face, but he's got more balls than Brandon.
Daryl. I think Daryl's like one. I think he's the second toughest of all the brothers.
Right.
Next to Brian, the original.
Oh,
the oldest brother set the tone. Brian Sutter. Brian Sutter was like the one-man gang.
Amazing NHL films. With Brian Sutter, where he is just like, he is cussing out anybody who will look at him on the ice. It is awesome.
Yeah, but in that time, you know, he got, so we got Nick Bonino.
Yeah,
who's a very I know when he got traded for Kessler, which is why I was crushing Pouliot. They traded nothing to get Kessler, and all these people were like, I don't think Bonino's nothing, and I'm like, yeah, Bonino's okay.
Sure.
But now the fact we got him for Sutter. Is amazing. And then that gave us the money to get Fear.
Yes.
Fear is a hell of a third liner for the Capitals. Played second line. So we got two guys for Sutter.
Bolstering that backup. I love it.
And now we just got Matt Collin, who's going to be our fourth line center.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, I think we're just...
We're loading up.
I think the kid from Edmonton... what's his name? Who looked terrible second half of the year? We just got him last year. My brain went dead, and I remembered his name last night.
The shooter. Justin something, right?
Either him or we either get him or well, I think if Kunitz looks good, he'll be gone.
Yeah.
And Kunitz or Perron.
Yeah, Perron. That's right.
Perron. Yeah. So yeah. I think the first guy to look good from them.
Yeah,
gets traded
for
Adam McQuaid.
He's a dreamer.
Somebody on that level.
Yeah,
but someone that, you know, anyone.
I would really like the season two if we could just see Duper stay healthy, Dupuis stay healthy for, You know, just stay healthy going to the playoffs, because we missed him so much in the playoffs. We really did.
Well, last year was the first time that it was like, because Gino was hurt a lot last year. Gino was the MVP of the league in December.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And then he quit. And he got hurt, and then he just, then whatever happened, yeah. I don't know.
This is the first time in a long time where the Penguins faltered down the stretch, where we're usually pretty strong going into
right.
First well,
they only could have like five defensemen.
Yeah, exactly.
But last year was the first year. It was like the 80s Lemieux era before they got like Stevens came up and you know before the glory years, when it was like when Sid wasn't on the ice, they weren't going to score.
No,
and that's what it was like. It was like watching it. Like if he's not on the ice, they're not going to score.
Yeah,
but this year. They have definitely three great lines.
I know. We're going to be a really tough team to beat.
We're going to be really, and I think we pass Columbus back up again.
Yeah.
The other news that didn't happen was Jared Stahl. We didn't mention him. He got busted with Coke and Molly in Vegas. He's now a New York Ranger.
Oh God.
Just where you want to go when you have party problems.
Just put him in New York.
Go to New York. But yeah. He gives them a good center.
Yeah, he does.
If he can keep his nose clean, literally, they're going to be better.
That's all we need is the New York.
Because I think they were on the down. I think the Islanders are going to be tough. I think our number one competition is the Islanders. Is the Islanders and the Capitals. The Capitals got much better, too.
I know. And I think Ovechkin's finally starting to learn how to win and when it matters. Do you know what I mean? Like he played a pretty decent play.
Oh, he had a great play. He scored finally. That's my thing. I don't know where you stand on this, but I've never hated Ovi. I've always kind of felt sorry for him because I think he's never had the team. It's always been him. Now he's run around and hasn't played smart or defense for a lot of those years.
Yeah,
but he hasn't. Last year was the first year he had competent defensemen.
Yeah. All those Boudreaux years, they were like, "We're going to make us a defensive team." I was like, "You don't have any defense. Yeah. All you have is Ovi. So let him run wild.
Right.
Let him shoot from the point. Who cares if that's all that you're going to have as a team? That's fine. But now he's got a team behind him, and now he can go nuts. And that's what's scary."
Yeah, I mean, now they have. They went from barbecue to Adam Oates.
Yeah,
I like Adam Oates, but he's not an NHL head coach.
No.
Of like that's going to bring you to the Stanley Cup.
Right.
You know, so yeah, and it's funny because now Frazier's number one team is the Red Wings.
Yeah, of course.
So they got green.
Yeah,
and I'm like, and he's like, you don't like that move. I'm like, I like him if you can hide him at a 5-6, like the Capitals did.
Yeah,
I don't like him getting number one, number two minutes. Like if he's with Cronwall, you're gonna hate him. Frazier.
Oh yeah, without
you're
doubt.
Gonna hate him.
Yeah, yeah, he was.
That was the greatest thing ever. That's why we used to kill the Capitals.
Yeah, all the time.
When it matters, put the puck in Greenside and go have Kunitz go get it.
Yeah. I liked beating those Capitals teams too. They were fun.
Josh,
dude,
it's been an ultimate pleasure.
I love being
thank
on this
you
show. You're the best, man.
Thank
I love
you for saving my bacon.
Put the biscuit in the basket, baby.
Waiver wire pickup. T-Rex, I hope your kid got home safe from school. Thanks for leaving me hanging out. Todd Rex will be back on the program at some time. Frazier's doing big KLOS things. Listen to KLOS
95.5,
The Mothership. He's been doing like every night of the week. So I think he was doing promos today, and he's like, I'm like, I'll come in. Me and Todd Rex will shoot the crap for an hour. And he can't. And I'm like, hey, bring my computers. I get topics. But this has been fantastic.
Dude,
where
can
they hear from you? See you
at Josh McCoug on Twitter, MACUGA, and my show Between the Sheets, youtube.com/BetweenTheSheetsTV.
Yes. My book just went hardback. You Might Be a Douchebag.
Congrats, man.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
E-bestseller. Triple the jokes, triple the fun. It's on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. You get the real book. So I hand it to people. It's fun. You Might Be a Douchebag. I'll be at the Comedy Store and everywhere, the Flappers all around town. I'm not out of town for a little bit. Some big announcements for the show coming up very soon, and big announcements for me on tour coming up very soon. Once again, fans, we love you. We love the Puckoff fans. You guys are the best. And we're, to quote the great Frazier Smith, we are out.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.